Rocky, you're recording.
Yep, recording.
Okay. Page Lamedtes. Okay. We're into Psukei Dezimra. Okay. Pirkei Psukei Dezimra. Einom stam kibbutz shel mizmorim shenikbutzu yachdov bepundak echad. Don't imagine that they're just varied hefker chapters which are chosen in order to put in one place. They were all carefully chosen and selected. Elohim benuyim lefi seder, but they all go according to a certain order, from Bo Sha'amah all the way until Ishtabach. B'chol mizbah ba'at letafgid hamyuchala, and every chapter, every mizmah has a certain purpose to it. And he, very nicely, he divides it into five, which is a beautiful idea. I'd like to divide it up into five sections, he says. Mizmah shir ubor sha'amah, shehem hapsicha lepsuki lezimah. Mizmah shir is going on the Ashkenaz way, and then bor sha'amah is an introduction to psuki lezimah. I'll explain. We're going to do, I hope today we'll do Mizmah Shir and Bor Sha'amah. It's an introduction to Psukei Dezimra. Hello, Wani. Hoidu u'mizma l'soida shebo'em be'ikvois dinyan hachwosas hamakatugim hamashchisim hamakvim es hatfila mila lalos. That we said last week. There's a certain aspect that the air is full of katrigim, of ministering angels and prosecuting angels and different aspects of nezek in Klal Yisrael, which a person creates, meaning malochim, chabolim, different things which can disturb you, and therefore the tefillah doesn't go up. For example, Lashon Hara, a person speaks Lashon Hara, so the tefillah is blocked. It cuts it off, it doesn't abide there. So the koyach of hoidu and mizmor is to remove those hindrances, those blockages, which can ruin a person's tefillah, which doesn't go up. Yehi chavoid v'ashrei, sheyehi chavoid hu hachona l'ashrei. Yehi chavoid is an introduction to Ashrei. Yehi chavoid, and Mitzvah Shem will come to it. I remember reading that Rab Duna, the Av based in Kadassia in London, used to stand up for Yehi chavoid, because it says the name of Hashem 18 times. 18 times has the name of Hashem inside. As a covered, she was a Yehi chavoid. She was a good. And Ashrei hu ikar psukei dezimra.
And Ashrei.
Sorry.
I
saw in Shari Tshuva it's brought down. It's not necessary to stand up.
Right.
There's a whole machlokes about it whether one should stand up. We are noig to stand up for mizmor l'soda. You're noig to.
I was wondering if Abdunir also stood up for that.
I don't know. I stand up for mizmor l'soda and Yehi Chavoid. I'm used to standing it. So I don't know why, but he brings down the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Not necessary. The Shai Shubah also says it's not necessary, but we do. For some reason, I don't know. I think in the Siddur it says that, no?
The Arts
says to stand up for Mizmor L'soda. Yehi Chavoid has Hashem's name 18 times, and that's the reason why I stood up for it.
I think Mizmor L'soda because it's like a Korban, you bring a Korban.
Nachon. Yes. Someone just said to me the other day in the Mir Yeshiva, he turned around to me and said to me, if you say Mizmor L'soda many times, during the course of the day something happens, and you're pleased about it, something happens, you say Mizmor L'soda, it's like you bought a Korban Toda. Every time you say Mizmor L'soda, it's like beating a Korban Toda.
My wife says it. She has a minhag to say it 16 times a day.
16 times a day? How beautiful. Well, one after the other.
Depends. She tries to say
at different times.
It's a
beautiful tefillah.
Even over things that don't seem so good, she'll say.
Comes on the table.
I gave a shiur just recently to some girls in a seminary. So I told them, before you go out on a shidduch, go in the bedroom and say a kapitel tehillim. First of all, say Mizmor L'soda. Thank what you have, and then we'll start talking. And if you make a bakasha, you should always make a thank you beforehand. Say Mizmor L'soda. Mizmor L'soda introduces the bakasha. Shemoneh Esrei is structured. First of all, you say thank you, and then you ask for things. You don't just come and say, help me in this situation. Say thank you for what you have. Mizmor L'soda is such a beautiful expression. The girls were quite surprised to say, don't just. No, I said, no, when you make a bakasha, say a thank you first for what you have already.
I've never been in a shul where they sing Mizmor LeSoda except here.
They sing it here.
The Shulchan Aruch brings it in. The Mishnah says it's a Yesh Omer.
The Shulchan Aruch. No, Shulchan Aruch brings by the Torah and the Sefer Chasidim brings by Baruch Sha'omer.
But it's only been done here for the last few years.
Siman Nun Aleph. I saw it when I was learning Yeshua.
With a nigun.
Yeah.
I saw in the Torah. The Torah it brings down by. I believe you. Thank you.
I was surprised. It's not a. I was wondering why more shuls don't do it.
But before you make up a kosher, say thank you for what you have. Beautiful. Inyan, you remember with Rabbi Eliashiv had the heart surgery. So the doctor came over and he asked the his shamosim to teach him how to say thank you in English. So he said, we can say it for you. So he said, no, I want to say thank you myself. Why? He said, because the only brach in Shmoneh Esrei which you don't say amen for is moedim. Moedim, you answer. You don't just say amen for moedim. You say moedim the rabbonim. Thanking you is your job. Not you can't do a shaliach for it. No. Amen is not enough. Interesting that. Every other brach you say amen to. But moedim you give an answer to. You say more. So I want to say thank you myself. Beautiful. He said, so he learned how to say thank you in English to the professor, the heart cardiologist. Okay, I'm sorry, let's go on. Yichavoy ba'ashrei shehichavoy hu hachona la'ashrei. It's a preparation for Ashrei. Ba'ashrei hu ikav psukidizim. Ashrei, said three times a day, is the main part of psukidizim. Uvala chasodov ha'tzimidim ha'tzibivim b'seder ho'ilam. And that describes it. Mishra, when you come to Ashrei, we'll divide it up to different sections, I hope.
You would think if it's the main part, then you would stand for Ashrei.
Mm-hmm. Some people stand for all of Sukkot Zimra.
Oh, really?
I used to stand, but I found it was too much for me. So I was Matir Neda. I used to stand for Sukkot Zimra, but it's just Ashrei itself. By Voyach David, you stand. The Goan held, you only have to stand for Bor Sha'omah. Bor Sha'omah and that's all.
Not by Voyach David?
No, nothing. If you look at the Siddur HaGor, it brings down only for Bor Sha'omah. Bor Sha'omah is introduction. Baruch Sha'omah, you'll see later, I think, Baruch Sha'omah fell down from Shamayim. And Sheikh Nisim HaGadol found it on the street or something. It has 87 words. Paz. Fell down from Shamayim, and they found the Petek from Shamayim. They say from Shamayim, Baruch Sha'omah. The Gaon says only...
Powered by Paz.
Okay. Dalet. Chamisha Mizmari Tehillim. Hallelujah. Boim al shah chasadav ham yuchodim shegoim elitonim. It describes, defines other aspects of thank you. Will be prepared God saying, and especially Klal Yisrael in Golus. Ba'achakach gam losi dovay. Ba'ivoych David ad yishtabach heim shuvachim hanifloim lakodesh baruch hu olav yal malchusay. So ba'ivoych David Ashrei, and it has a shir as well, shiros hayom. Rabbi says, the Loshin Gemara, the person who says shiros hayom with kavona, this person says, Oz Yoshi with Kavana, that's a Kayach of the Shir, more than a Bach. We once discussed it. A Bach is like a statement of fact. A statement of fact of appreciation of thank you. A Shiva is a Romamus, it's a splendor, it's a glory, much, much more than that. Much more than that. Shir is higher, Shir is Hayom. So it was Kavana every day. Okay. And now we're going to explain each one. I want you to look at the footnote, Rabbi. So look at this footnote, it's a very interesting footnote at the bottom. V'chol zeh mesuda b'seder shel yud gimel. It's all under 13. There were 13 times it says the word baruch. Kidei lavoi im koyach hagodol shel yud gimel midu shel rachamim. The 13 times it says the word baruch, it's to thank HaKadosh Baruch for the 13 midas of rachamim. You know what they are. The Toma Tavoh is all about this 13. It's a pasuk from Micha. The whole sefer is about halachta b'torah, how a person should behave like a kodesh baruch hu. Mikel kamoicha noisa obayin oimah pesha sheis nachalosoi lahefzik lo'ad apo ki chofetz chesed hu yoshu b'rachameinu yichbash avayin oseinu sashi b'zum kodesh. We did. Were you here for the Shimon Tamei Tov?
Just towards the end.
We were here for the whole Tamei Tov. It's halachta b'torah. You were there for that?
Which one?
Tamei Tov. We did the whole sefer.
Was it the graph? It was at the Grove and it was in the side room.
Yes, we did all of them.
With that.
No, no, no. You won't be able to. You won't be able to save. You won't be able to save.
Okay.
The name of Mavua Bakad Moinim. The Birchas Baruch Sha'ama Yesh Yud Gimel Palmin Baruch. It says the word Baruch 13 times. Keneged Yud Gimel Midas Shal Rachamim. Keneged Ze Mahalim Achakach Be Yud Gimel Prokim. The 13 Prokim in Psukkah Gezimma. Number 1 is Hoidu. Number 2 is Mizna Lasoida. Number 3 is Yehi Chavoyed. Number 4 is Ashrei. 5 times Haleluka. That comes to how many? 9. Number 10 is Baruch Hashem La'olam, Amen V'Amen. 11 is Vayivarech David. The Choros is 12, and Shira is 13. 13 expressions. And the 13 Baruchs at the beginning, like give like an introduction, an entrance lobby to each of these Purachim. The Baruch, 13 times Baruch. Kamo kein choysim la'acha mikem bebirchas ishtabach. Another Baruch at the end. Umadgish hazoh HaKadosh, sheyesh shom. Yud Gimel Shvachim. In Yishtabach, there were 13 Shvachim. Should we count them and see? 13 Shvachim also in Yishtabach. All 13. 13 is Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas 13. Shir Ushvacha, Halel Vizima, Oiz Umem Shala, Netzach Gedula Ugvua, Tila Vsiferes Gedusha, Umalchus. I missed one out. Bachai, no.
Prophets
were died. No, until, wait a minute, 1 second again. Shir Ushvacha, Halel Vizima, Oiz Umem Shala, Netzach Gedula Ugvua, Tila Vsiferes Gedusha, Umalchus. No, up to Malchus. Up to Malchus, 13 times.
No, he says it's from Mishir. It says Mishir, Veshivcha. It's from
Mishir Ushvacha. Ad Kedusha Malchus. From Mishir Ushvacha until Malchus. Behuva Kolze Ba'orach HaShulchan. Ubiyo Dahaynu Mishum Tetzrichim Lahamshich Brocha. That's what I just said. The reason why we say that is we put a bracha on each of the middos. So each one of the Baruch Sha'amad, each one of the bird Baruch, relates to one of the passages of the prokem which you're going to say. Shall I Yud Gimel Midas? So it's a beautiful idea, no? Baruch for that midas of Rachamim. Baruch for that midas. Beautiful idea that each Baruch relates to the appreciation for each midas of Rachamim, the Kodesh Baruch. Beautiful idea that you're thanking Kodesh Baruch for that midas of Rachamim. Baruch for each midas of Rachamim. Beautiful point. If I knew them well, I suppose if we really prepared well, we could see how each one relates to each midah. Yeah. I don't know how to do that, but maybe if you spent time preparing it. What's the person? Baruch Sha'ama Bahay Ha'olam. That's the Amira. Kodesh Baruch created the world with Amira. Yeah. If you would work at it. Baruch Hu, Baruch Oseh Bereishis. I don't know. I have to see how they relate to each one. Baruch Eimer V'Oseh, Baruch Goyzer V'Kayim, Baruch Marachem Al Oretz, Baruch Marachem Al Abiyos. Okay, 13 times one. Let's go on. So each one relates to another Baruch. Each Peirik in Pesuk Yizim relates to another Baruch. In order to cut away all the hindrances and the Malachi Chabola, which people who might be damaging your tefillin. It's a very powerful damage here, powerful agent here. Makatrugim are very powerful. They can damage your whole tefillah. Your tefillah doesn't get through. What an awful thought. You daven and you cry so much, but in reality, there's a blockage. Makatrugim against you. Malachi Chabola or something.
So how do you prevent it?
The same Pesuk HaZimra. That was what we said last week.
There are two aspects of Pesuk HaZimra. One is Haidah of Shebach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the second aspect is to remove the Mekatrigim, the prosecuting angels against you. So Pesuk HaZimra with Kavana, so you have the Kayan.
So he says the line from last week, Lufizeh Tikin David HaMelech Lava Shalom HaZmirois Kedei Lefano is Derech Letfilo is La'avor. So it's like as if
Zemer means to cut. Zemer means to cut away. Sukkim of cutting away. That's what we said last time. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Let's start with Mizmor Shir. Mizmor Shir Ubal Shomer. Mizmor Shir Re'ias Hanhagas Hashem Bein He'elos Panim Ubein Behester Panim. To see the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's revealed, enlightening, or it's hidden. I'd like to introduce, before we do this, a comment I heard from my brethren. It's a beautiful comment he once made. He said in the name of the Ariza. He once explained in the name of the Ariza that every morning before you start davening, you have to do Ipush HaGuf. Ipush HaGuf must clean out the body. Therefore, you go to the bathroom and say Ashiyotza. Ipush HaGuf happens when you go to the bathroom in the morning. You can't daven if your guf is dirty. So you need to clean out. That's Ashiyotza. Mizmor Shir is Ipush HaMoach. Cleans out your mind. So it's the Ariza. It cleans out your mind. In other words, you'll see, so if you go through Mizmor Shir, if you go through the Perek, you'll see all the ups and downs of David in his life, the tremendous tragedies he had, and upsets and successes that he had. Life goes up and down all the time, and in the end, he will always sang Shiras to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Koyach of David HaMelech. So it cleans out your mind. Let's see what the introduction, see what he says here. Mizmor Zeh Hu Hakdoma L'Psukei D'Zimra. Mizmor Shir is a Hakdoma. Now you know why it's a Hakdoma. It cleans your mind out. It removes thoughts in your mind. Uvola Lamdeinu Eich L'Geshes L'Psukei D'Zimra. How you must reach P'sukei D'Zimra. Ve'ezeh His Eilus L'Hafik Me'en. And what motivation and what inspiration you can get from that. D'Hinei Kosva HaRishonim. Sh'Mizmor Zeh Koelo B'Toicho Es Klal Chayav Shel David HaMelech. So really, it's the whole life of David HaMelech is inside this period. But Kufa is Hakosha is Beyoseh, at times when he was like running away, he was a fugitive, he was being oppressed, he was being pursued. Ubeis Gilut Sitosa Malchusa, at times also when he reached tremendous righteousness and fame. Bechibu Besoipiot, he compiled this period at the end of his life. Achakol HaMa'olah Shepogdu, after all the incidents that occurred in his life. Ubozeh Bita Es Tamsis Shilas Hayo. And in this, he gave like an autobiography. He called Yoma Payat Mithalech Lifne Hashem Umabolcha Meshabcha. Unbelievable Payat. In all situations, he always sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and benched. It's unbelievable Payat. You know, he's going through tremendous danger. I often think that Payat, Kufmen Beis, Maskila David, Beyosef Bam Orat Filo. As he was inside the cave, remember the scene? David was behind the spider's web and Shaul was in front of him, and there were 3,000 soldiers looking for him outside. But he also bamaorot filo, koyli el Hashem. He composed the prayer then, at that time. Unbelievable composure, must have had. How can you compose a prayer like that? But he also bamaorot filo, koyli el Hashem ezot, koyli Hashem eschanon. Hisatef alay vay, ve'ato yudat nisim besivam, tom rufafi, zoragti elech Hashem. That was the filo he said at that time. Unbelievable koyach, to compose a prayer, which we have now in the time of tremendous stress, tremendous anxiety. But that was the greatness of David HaMelech.
That's why we can use Tehillim in our anxiety to relieve it.
Yeah, that's the Koyach of Tefillah.
Because, no, but we dafka go to Tehillim when we're in anxiety.
Yes, because they witness at times of great stress.
Because he witnessed, he was in the anxiety.
He was in that situation, but he composed himself.
That's why we can use that Tehillim when we are in it.
Yes, yes.
And he put it into the fabric of
that reality.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting, I remember reading about with David Feinstein. Every spare minute he would say to him, it's Adam Godam Aid. So you see him different times on a plane. Any moments he was saying to him, the character said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a medium. It's a way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you understand the words, you have to understand what you're saying. It's a way of composing yourself. Let me share something with you before we go any further. Maybe we'll finish up and then we'll have a look. Let's finish up what he says here. But Tukufa Sazoa Shelo, at the times of great pride, Kamo Beito Satsoa, times of great difficulties. Bezeh Hashir, Heichin David HaMelech, Beshoiroi, Bachanufas Beis HaMikdosh. David HaMelech composed this prayer for the time of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdosh. Remember, after Shaul had died, he then asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be able to build the house. So He said to him, you couldn't because you're an Ishmael Chama. Your son will build the Beis HaMikdash. But he made all the preparations for it. He organized everything so that as soon as Shlomo would become the king, everything was ready. He got all the materials together, all the materials. He got everything together. He bought the land. Everything was, he contacted Hiram, Melech Tzur, in order to give the wood. He did every, all the preparations was done by the, he couldn't build it, but he did everything possible to create it. And then he wrote this tefillah here also for the time of the Chanukah of HaMikdash. It's interesting that when Shlomo HaMelech came to put the Oroi inside the Kodesh Kodoshim, and the Beis HaMikdash was completed, the gates were not opened. The gates were closed. He couldn't open the gates. He stood there in front of him. That's why we say in the gates were not open. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara brings down what happened. There was tremendous stress because... So he asked, "Bavu David Adecha, Alto Shepenei Meshichecha, in the source of my father, David, your servant, don't Alto Shep, don't let me without being able to put the Aron Kodesh inside the Beis HaMikdash." That's what he said. "Bavu David Adecha, because of the source of David, if the whole Beis HaMikdash was because of David HaMelech, he prepared everything. Shlomo was the one who built it, but David HaMelech was the one who prepared everything for it." Let's just finish up and we'll see what he says here. Wanted to teach Klal Yisrael. Shebiyad kol echad lirois es hashchina b'chol matzik. A person is capable of seeing the Shechina at all situations. Be'be matzav shel deliseli b'tzrapareini, time when I'm sick and I need to be healed. Be'be matzav shel hastoros panecha, yisinipal, times when you hide your face to me and I'm confounded. Tomid Hashem alakai la'olamid, I will always thank you. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol yachol, l'kol ma she'oseh hu l'tov asen, it's all for our good. That was the greatness of God. In all situations, he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zuhi ha'yidia ha'machutza asher bo David ha'melech l'olamid, l'kol yehudi. And that is the frame of mind that David ha'melech gave us when you come to Davin. Abon itzpan l'v'sharim beis Hashem. L'havkia eskoyach ha'hester b'b'ir. To break out from the covering of the Hastoros Ponim of Hashem, Beliros Boyes Hanhagas Hashem Ben Menosa, and to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his behavior. That's how you come to Davin. Come to them. So, Mizmor Shir is really setting you up. Setting you up in order to say the Shiras to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he's doing behind it. Let me show you something which I saw very interesting, which is relevant to it. There's a famous passage of the Brisker Law about this Peyuk. Listen to what he says. I'll read it in Hebrew, if you maybe can understand it. Biskor brings down from the Yalkut. Megillah Beis HaMikdash, Mosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'amida. The Megillah of how the floor plan of the Beis HaMikdash should be like was given to Moshe Rabbeinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'atopa Amoidi Modi. Stand here. Moshe received the floor plan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how the Beis HaMikdash should be. Moshe Mosa Yeshua Ba'amida. Moshe handed it over to Yeshua standing up. Moshe Rabbeinu stood up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Moshe passed it on to Yeshua standing up. Omad Yeshua u'mosol zekeinim. Yeshua passed the Megillah over to the zekeinim. Omdu zekeinim u'mosol neviim, and the neviim stood up and passed it over to neviim. Ba'amida. Omdu neviim u'mosol David. The neviim then wanted to give it over to David. Ba'amida. You have to stand up. Omad David u'mosol Shlomo benoy ba'amida. Shenema. David was so sick he couldn't even stand up. He thought he could not be able to give it because he was so, for 13 years he was sick, he couldn't move from the bed for 13 years. But Ata Hashem Chaneni Bakimen, help me to stand up, but Hashem Alahem, and I'll be able to pass on the Megillah. I saw in the Sefer here, Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down this thing in Tamar Dekor. Yud Gimushana Asa David Choyle. 13 years David was sick. Umuta b'mita, lay in a bed. Zayin karim, hayu machlifin mitachdo b'chol yom. And they changed 7 cushions for him every single day. Why? Because they were wet with the sweat. B'chol yom b'layla, mitosi b'dimosi. With his tears, he's crying. Arsi amose. Kulay yud gimu shonim, shohayu misyase b'shvil sh'osa mait. Because the mice with Bathsheba. He was so depressed and so upset about what happened with Bathsheba. He felt he'd done wrong. And he was sick because of it. All his enemies would say, when will he die? When will David HaMelech die? Shalema Ayabai Aymay Mosa Yomus for Abad Shemar. Actually, big Israel Kurish Bank Uba Amala Prabhu Ban Shalom. I mean, let me stand up. I can't stand up. I can't pass on the Megillah to Shlomo. Bishvil Beis HaMikdash, Shemosa Lo Shmuel, Hanochi, which Shmuel had given to him. Ela Bebakosha Mimcha, Teni strength that I can, couldn't even get out of bed, couldn't stand up. She'er Moed Min HaMita Hazu, Ha'ashlim Lahem Ve'Megillah, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, I can pass the Megillah over to Shlomo. She'er Ba'at HaShem, Choneini Ba'akimeini, let me stand up. Hashem Lahem, Hakimeini Ben HaMita, Ba'ashlim Megillah Beis HaMikdash. Miyad Shoma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tfilozo, Ba'omad Min HaMita. He was able to get out of bed. By Yochum Dovid, Amel Dovid, Al Raglav, he stood up. But Hechan Omer, Oymed Al Raglav Elishin, who was completely healed. The Nas, Hozot, he stood up by himself. Then he stood up and passed the Megillah over to Shlomo HaMelech. Says also, Biskorov explains also that there were two aspects which Dovid HaMelech was told about the Beis HaMikdash. First is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the second about the Beis Dovid. They all come together. The two come together. Binyan Beis HaMikdash must be together with Malchus Beis Dovid. Where do you see it? In the bracha, which we say every day. B'Yushalayim Ilch. Say every day, two things come together. David Dambala, Yushalayim Ilcha Barach Mitosha, Sishkan Besav Hakashi Dibardo, Uvenei Osav Hakob Yad Binyan, the Kisei David Meheva Besav Hakashi. The Kisei of David has to come together with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The two comes together. Each one is totally on the other. David asks that he should be able to build the Beis HaMikdash, and also his kingdom will be established there. Those are the two things which the Biskor brings down. He brings different bias from it as well. Kishama Yashu Chisas Bishmat Chisas the Beis David. It's one of the Sheikh Hamalas. In Bnei Yerushalayim we say Onu Misayim Bechisei David Mehel Besach Atochin. Same thing. Binyan Beis HaMikdash goes with the Kisei of David HaMelech. Kol Shelo Oma Malchus Beis David Bnei Yerushalayim La Yotzei Dei Chavosei. And to say that both together, Malchus Beis David goes together with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that is the kayach of Mizmor Shir. That's Mizmor Shir. I'd like to say something to you about the Mizmor Shir itself. We won't do Baruch Shaman, there was no time this week. Next thing we'll do Baruch Shaman. Look at the Perek a second of Mizmor Shir Chanos HaBayis L'Dovid. Let me translate it to you and you see the ups and downs in life. Aramimcha Hashem Kidirisoni. I will uplift you, Hashem, for you have lifted me up. And you didn't let my enemies rejoice over me. Hashem Elokai Shivat, I cried out to you by Tilpa Enyan, I was healed. We just saw. Hashem Harisa Minsha Anavshi, you lifted me up out of the grave. He is Soni Miod Yivar, and you lifted me up from the pit. Zamuel Hashem Chasido, the Holy Zaycha Kosher, sing praises to him. Ki Rega Beachu, 1 second of your anger, Chaim Beil Tzoino, life is in your hands. But Erev Yolim Baik, I can go to bed at night crying. Well, I wake up in the morning, I wake up. And his life is going up and down all the time. My life has no stability to it. And Yamati Bishalbi, I said, I will never stumble. Hashem Beil Tzoino, Chaim Adotol, Harios, give me strength to stand up. You start to banach, you hid your face from me. Are you sitting on? I was confounded that you hid your face from me. Elech Hashem Ekma, Ben Hashem Eschano. What's worth it that I should die? I should go down to the grave. Will the earth tell of your praises? I will tell of your praises, not the earth. You turned my mourning over into a dance. It was always going backwards and forwards, like a topsy-turvy all the time. You opened up my sackcloth of mourning. You gave me simcha. Now, the last line. Lema'an, in order that. I would like to suggest Rabbi Yisrael. This Lema'an here, you know, in Nishmas you have Al-Kain. Al-Kain Ibn Shapir Akhtabon. On Leila Seydi you have the word Lefichach Anachnu Chayavim La'idois. The derivative, the outcome of all the tzavos which I had, Lema'an. You must make sure, Lema'an. Yizamecha Chavoid. Chavoid is a nickname for the Neshama. Ura Chavoidi. Always you must be careful that your neshama is always singing below you and should never be dumb, never be silent. Hashem Elokai La'olam Adek, I will always be able to praise you. That is the outcome. All the difficulties which David HaMelech went through, please let one thing happen. I shouldn't be struck dumb. I shouldn't be silent. Let my neshama always be pumping with life. always pumping it. Lo yidam, shouldn't be silent. Lema'al, in other words, all that I go through in life, let my Meshavah live, let my Meshavah be inspired, let it have life to it. Hashem, I would always thank you. That really is the base introduction to Pesukei Zimmer. You should always be able to thank you. Shouldn't be done. Shouldn't be nullified. Yidam means to be silent. Doim, silence.
Vayidom Aaron.
We once had a mishpacha coming to stay with us on Shabbos, I remember, when we were living in Sorotsky. And the boy was completely, like, silent the whole time. Like, just terribly apathetic. We couldn't see his meals, nothing at all. Just completely nulled, numb in his reaction. No, yes, no. Never had any reaction from him at all. We were very concerned. I said to my wife, what's happened? What's with him? So my wife turned around to me and says, you know what, I'll tell you why. In that family, the television is on day and night. He's watching everything on television. So the television has numbed his senses. You watch all these scenes on television, you become numbed. You become dumb. My wife said to me, the reason why he's got no sense to, he's got no life in him. You watch all these things of violence and everything on television. So his neshama is numbed. It's dumb. Dumb. So a person has to be careful of all that he goes through in life. He should never have, be silenced. He should always be alive, alert. And inspired to say to damn to a kaddish, always thank you. It's a problem with materialism, no? Materialism and all the problems of the secular world. You can become numbed to sense your neshama. The kavod should always be able to sing and never be numbed. Hashem lakai la'ila my dech. Okay, we'll leave it there, I think. Okay.
So, in a way, so you can interpret that last part.